you make of just like the idea of secrecy around who is actually advising Joe Biden?
I think it has to do with what happened a few months ago, a few weeks ago, which was that two of his advisors leaked out. One was Larry Summers, a controversial figure, a guy who's seen as fairly aligned with the ideology of Wall Street. And then another story came out saying that Rahm Emanuel, the former Chicago mayor, former Obama chief of staff, is also advising Joe Biden. And, you know, those are two not such encouraging names to be on a list advising Joe Biden. They're people who aren't all that well liked. I mean, Rahm Emanuel left office in disgrace as Chicago mayor after a situation where his administration had essentially suppressed the video of a police murder of a teenager. So the idea that Joe Biden is being advised by these Democratic Party dinosaurs, controversial ones, I think it came out, people didn't like it, and now that the Biden campaign is sort of like, hey, you know what, here's our solution. We're just not going to tell anybody anything about who is advising the potential next president of the United States.
They're going to put the economic advisor list in the basement,
yeah,
along with Joe.
I mean, David, what really caught our eyes, the New York Times reporter who even broke this story, he revealed one of his biggest qualms, Jim Tankersley. Let's put his tweet up on the screen. One of the things that it really matters is that the Biden campaign telling their advisors they can't disclose their role allows those people to go on TV without identifying themselves as part of the Biden team. And so, I mean, look, what we do here on this show, like when you were working for the Bernie campaign, is we're like, hey, this guy works for the Bernie campaign. So the viewers can know. And same with any other advisor to a candidate. This is a real disservice that the media is also being complicit in.